And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 3rd of November, 2016. It's the birthday of the humorist Joe Queenan, Philadelphia, 1915, author of many books, Red Lobster, White Trash, and The Blue Lagoon, Balsamic Dreams, a short but self-important history of the baby boomer generation. Joe Queenan, whose advice to aspiring writers is don't write until you're 25, don't write for the high school yearbook, don't write for the college literary magazine. Don't write that stuff. You never had any experiences. You don't know anything. Just shut up. It's the birthday of the mystery novelist Martin Cruz Smith, born Reading, Pennsylvania, 1942, best known for his series of novels featuring the Russian homicide detective Arkady Renko that began with the novel Gorky Park. It came out in 1981. His other novels include Polar Star, Wolves Eat Dogs, and Tatiana. Martin Cruz Smith, who recently announced that he's lived with Parkinson's for a number of years and lost the ability to type words, so his wife agreed to take dictation and type his manuscripts, but with the help of deep brain stimulation, which involved surgery to implant electrodes into his brain, he is now able to type and to write on his own. And it's the birthday of the man who said, photography isn't a matter of taking pictures, it's a matter of having an eye. With a camera, it's all or nothing. You either get what you're after at once, or what you do has to be worthless. The essence is done very quietly with a flash of the mind and with a machine. The photographer Walker Evans, born 1903 in St. Louis. Born to an affluent family, they sent him off to Paris. He wanted to be a writer. He said, I wanted so much to write that I couldn't write a word. So he came back to New York and took up the camera. He'd gotten his first box camera at the age of 14, and he became famous for his black-and-white photographs of Dust Bowl sharecroppers, Western ghost towns, automobile graveyards. Spent 2 years riding the subways of New York City with a camera under his topcoat. He disliked fancy equipment. He liked an old view camera with a slow lens. He met the poet James Agee, and together they collaborated on a collection of prose pieces and photographs called Let Us Now Praise Famous Men. Came out in 1941, all about Dust Bowl families in 1930s, Alabama. Began as an assignment for Fortune magazine. Fortune magazine turned it down. Came out as a book, sold only 600 copies, but it was published again and was a big hit in the 1960s. Here's a poem for today by Joe McDougall called Bringing in the Sheaves. It's 1945, the crops laid by in October, if he was lucky, by Thanksgiving. If not, my father would throw his hat into the threshing machine with the final shock of rice from the final field. That one moment of the year, he was jubilant, cocky even, winning out over creditors and blackbirds and rot. Then the December rains, the hunger for rattling machinery, for sweat, for missing crews, wasted months of accounting and tinkering. He would have cut off his thumb and buried it had he thought that would hasten spring. Then spring, when laying his plow to the insolent dirt, he began again. Bringing in the Sheaves by Joe McDougall from The Undiscovered Room, published by Tavern Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.